You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
3, 2, 1.
But I'm working out. I love to listen to your podcast.
Whenever you say something, other people react to it.
Taking my breath away, Aaron.
Vern Lundquist joins me. Hall of Famer Jim Calhoun.
Do another icon, bonus edition Earnhardt of the Air Tour Sports Jr. Podcast here on a Monday night or Tuesday morning, depending on where you are listening and how you are listening. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is having a great day, and hope everybody is ready for another interview, a third straight Monday, with UConn guard Hassan Diar. If you are new to the show, here is the deal. So we have had for the last 3 weeks now, including today, UConn guard Hassan Diarra has joined us, and the plan is he is going to join us every single week until the end of the season. Want to take you behind the scenes of what it is like to be a player, March Madness, high leverage, a lot of pressure, all that good stuff. So he joined us 2 weeks ago. He joined us last week after clinching a Big East regular season. And now he will join us today after that wild win at Providence, the Dan Hurley Tech, UConn down 50-2. They end up winning I think they outscored him like 72-40 or something after that point. Anyway, he's going to take us behind the scenes. We'll talk a little bit about the Big East tournament at MSG. A really fun interview for Hassan Diarra. And oh, by the way, I have a little bit of a surprise for him at the end of the interview as well. You are going to love that and going to want to stay around. Before we get to the interview, a couple quick announcements. First off, a reminder, this interview is brought to you by Shay's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester, Connecticut. Shay's, come for the food, stay for the fun. So Shay's is the spot. You're in Connecticut. You can't get to MSG. Maybe you can get to MSG one day this week, but not all three. Go to Shay's. It is the place to be all St. Paddy's Day weekend long. Remember, UConn's playing Thursday. We're hoping they're playing Friday and Saturday. And how about this? Not only are the Huskies hopefully going to be on your TV, but also Shay's has live music Friday night. Weekend on Wednesday will be there. And then Saturday, Goodbye Irene. Oh, by the way, on Sunday, as you get ready to fill out those brackets, they have the best beef, best corned beef and cabbage in town for St. Paddy's Day. So make sure to check out Shay's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester. We love them. We appreciate their support. Shay's Pizzeria, Sports Bar, come for the food, stay for the fun, 103 Tollin Turnpike, Manchester, Connecticut. Before we get to Hassan, one other announcement, really two. I mentioned that the brackets will be out next Sunday, but I said this on my Aaron Torres pod on Monday, is that you don't have to wait until the bracket comes out to sign up for the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge, okay? If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on podcast, there will be a link in the show description. But for the fourth straight year, we are working with our very good friends at BracketFanatics.com. Love working with them. And here is the cool part. They are giving out $1,000 in cash prizes to listeners of this show. All you got to do, go to bracketfanatics.com. You will see where it says sponsored brackets. And right there, you will see my show, the Aaron Torres Podcast. Once you click on sponsored brackets, you click on the Aaron Torres Pod logo and you can sign up. Here's the good news. If you have signed up before, guess what? You don't even have to sign up again. Once you put in your email, all the information will auto-populate. Bracketfanatics.com, sponsored brackets, Aaron Torres. It's easy to sign up. And finally, figure I'll just mention this. I didn't even do it on purpose, but as you get ready for March Madness, I am wearing my Maura Hurley 24T here on the Aaron Torres Pod YouTube here. So if you're a UConn fan, you need something cool and fresh for the NCAA tournament. Link for this is available below. Also worth noting, Hassan has some great gear, some of which you may be seeing in just a minute, that is available as well. Take a quick break, word from our partners, come back, and UConn guard Hassan Diarra will be joining us. All right, joining me via Zoom, third straight week. We're doing this every week through the end of the UConn Huskies season, and it is the postseason. UConn guard Hassan Diarra joins us fresh off of the end of the regular season. No disrespect intended, but a beatdown for the ages at Providence. Hassan, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing well. We have a lot to get into here over the next few minutes, but before we get started, do want to remind everybody, Hassan is brought to us every single week by the good folks at Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester. Come for the food, stay for the fun. So as I told you last week, listen, Shea's, it's incredible. And here's the thing. UConn, they are on the road from here until the end of the season. Madison Square Garden this weekend. Next weekend, we'll find out, but we're hoping it's Brooklyn. But the best place to watch the Huskies anytime that they are not in stores or Hartford is Shea's Pizzeria. And this week especially, you got to check them out. Three UConn games, we hope. On top of that, live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a special celebration for St. Patrick's Day. Friday night, weekend on Wednesday is on the stage. Saturday, goodbye Irene. Sunday, the best corned beef and cabbage in town. Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar again. 103 Talon Turnpike, Manchester, Connecticut. Come for the food, stay for the fun, and absolutely check out the Huskies when they are on the road. All right, so as I said, Hassan, we got a lot to get to, but before we do, I actually want to do something a little bit different to start. So you know me, so I'm a UConn guy, love the Huskies, graduated many, many years ago, probably when you were, you know, I wouldn't say quite diapers, but you were a young little Hassan running around, at your house. I bring it up because I've since moved away from Connecticut, love Connecticut, love my school, love my state. I don't think until we started these interviews, just how revered and loved that you are by UConn fans. And what I want to just take a minute to do, I just want to read some comments from last week's interview. These are all available on YouTube as well as podcasts. From Dante Fazina. HD, been a fan since 1978. Us old school fans love your contribution to the program's success. You are a game changer and we love you, brother. Jay Kobe says, awesome to see your growth and toughness has rubbed off on last year and this year's teams. Countless moments like the coast to coast against Seton Hall really impacts UConn's success. W. Woolworth, Haas, thank you. And this one I liked as well. David Wolfson. Hassan Diarra, a cool young man, great basketball player, and class act. Go Huskies. What does it mean, you know, and I know I'm just throwing this at you. You didn't know that I was going to be leading there, but what does it mean for you to know, you know, you're going out there and you're just trying to help a team win, but to know that the people that are watching on TV in the stands, the impact that you're having every time you step on the court in that UConn uniform?
I mean, it just means everything to me, you know, that the fans are satisfied for what I'm doing, and my personality is rubbing off on them, and they're accepting me for who I am. Honestly, like I said before, you know, growing up in New York City, you're a UConn fan, you love UConn, and to be a part of it is truly amazing. For the fans accepting me is a blessing.
Fantastic. Let's get to a little bit of Saturday. The narrative has been discussed, but it needs to be mentioned. I mean, you fall down 15-2. Shouldn't laugh about that. I'm sure it wasn't fun, or it won't be fun in the film session here, the first 2 or 3 minutes of the game. Coach Hurley gets that tech. And if the math that I did was correct, a 40-9 run to end the first half. And let me make sure I have my numbers correct here. I believe it was a 72-35 run to end the game. I mean, that's insane, Hassan. I mean, take us through Saturday, Providence. We know it was a crazy atmosphere. What went wrong to start? And then how did that, you know, we'll talk about the tech and if that flipped everything.
Yeah, the start of the game, they started off pretty hot. I thought they were hitting some tough shots. The guys really got going early. Coach felt like the physicality, they were calling some questionable calls at the time. So he gave an earful to the ref, and I think he wanted to get a technical foul, honestly. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I think it was meant to get, like, he wanted to get it, and I think it helped us come together and see how Coach is intense, and how much he really wants this game, and he's not gonna let anything or anyone really stop us from winning the game. So I think we came together and we just picked up our energy. I think to start off the game, you know, we started off pretty slow. And then we kind of got going, and it started on the defensive end, just being more physical, rebounding the ball, and then we started playing in transition more. And I think that's what really, really, really helped us jump on them and you know, go on that major run.
So when Coach gets that tech, I mean, is that an instinctive, like, okay, it's good, like, you know, is that something that needs to be said amongst players, or is it just, you know, Coach is fired up, we got to match his intensity level? Like, how do you, as a player, like, how does it register, like, oh, crap, it's go time, and we may have started slow, but we're only 4, 5, 6 minutes into this game, and there's plenty of time to turn this thing around?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be said, but we have guys that are very vocal, you know what I mean? We got guys like Donovan and Alex that were, they'll bring the team together and say, okay, guys, that's over with, and now we need to pick it up. You see Coach's intense. We need to match his intensity, which we did a good job. Honestly, I felt like, you know, when they went on that run, we were in that position before at Kansas, at Creighton a couple weeks ago. So we understood that we just need to stop the bleeding and get going and be ourselves.
What does it feel like as a group, and maybe individually too? I mean, when you are clicking at that level, and Providence is a good team. I mean, you know, Devin Carter's gonna be first team all league. Like this isn't like a dig at Providence, but when you guys as a group are clicking, like, what does, you know, you talk about, we hear all the time, a player individually in the zone. It felt like the whole team was in the zone on Saturday night.
I mean, it's so fun and enjoying. Like, I'm truly, like, be having a blast, you know, just being a part of it and seeing it happen right before my eyes. And it's just like, you know, we're rolling, and then we come together, we're in the huddle, and we're like, yo, we're not done. We want to continue this. We want to do even better. Let's see how we can improve even more. Let's keep our foot on the gas. And being a part of it is just so, so fulfilled, and I enjoy every moment of it.
You've been part of a lot of teams, and no knock on any team at any other school or UConn or whatever. It feels like you guys are close, though. It feels like, you know, one night Tristan might go for 30. The next night Steph Castle might get 20. The next night Caravan might get 20. The next night you might get 15 and 6 assists. It feels like there is a closeness with that group. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we spend so much time together, and I think we truly want to see each other win, each and every person on this team. We want to see prosper. We want to see them chase their dreams. And I think as a collaboration, we truly believe in each other. And whoever night it is, we're gonna ride that horse.
You know, I've never really asked you this. You know, you say you spend so much time together. I know every day is a little bit different, but what is, for people who are just dying to know what is the life of a UConn basketball player like? Let's say, you know, a day like, so we're recording here on a Monday, don't know when everyone will listen, but, you know, you're obviously not playing. I assume you'll probably travel to New York on Wednesday. Like, what is a typical day like for you on a day like today?
So today would be, we'll start off with film at prior, like 1:15. Then we'll have a warm-up. Then we'll have practice. And then after practice, it would be another film session, because we have to see, we have to watch two films on the teams that we could possibly play.
Right, right.
Then we'll go lift. And then after we lift, we'll break down our last game.
Okay. What,
Providence. And then after that, you know, you just get your own treatment, just some extra shots if you like. And your day is basically over.
It's a long day, man. So do you guys all have classes?
Right now it's spring break, so there aren't any classes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so very nice. It's kind of cool right now.
Dumb question. I mean, you know, you mentioned, you know, watching film, and you, obviously you don't know who you're going to play yet. Is there anything that you can really like you've played the Big East is the only major conference of college basketball. It's a true double round robin. You know, is there anything at this point that you can learn about these teams? I mean, are there new things? Because, and it's not, you know, it's not a disrespect or anything. It's just like, you played Seton Hall twice. You played St. John's twice. You know, if you win and you play this team, you've played that. It's just whoever is in the bracket, you know, Xavier, but whatever. You've played all of them twice. I mean, is there still new stuff that you're learning about these teams at this point in the year?
Yeah, I would say that there is still new stuff you can learn, because teams are always getting better, regardless of when you played them, how many times you played them, you know. You know, they always say it's hard to beat a team three times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, teams are always adding more sets, more plays. Sometimes they'll change what they do defensively. Maybe they play more zone. Maybe they play more man. So, you know, picking up on those things and learning and trying to attack those when we play them.
So you mentioned teams always getting better. I was thinking about this, getting ready today. And this is something I didn't even realize until after the game on Saturday. You know, you are now officially, you're not only a national champion, you are part of literally the greatest regular season UConn team ever, which is insane. 28 regular season wins is a school record. 18 Big East wins is a school record. Like, I know there's still 9 games left to play and you don't want to put yourself ahead of anything, but like, you're a historian of UConn. And if people missed the first interview that we did 2 weeks ago, you grew up in New York City. You got familiar with UConn dating back to the Kemba days, you know, 12, 13 years ago. You know the history of this program. And certainly, again, you've been around the Ray Allens, the Rip Hamiltons in recent years. What, like, is that kind of crazy? Because I could say, as a fan, I've been watching UConn basketball since basically before you've been born. And it's no disrespect to you guys, but to think that you guys are doing stuff that none of these teams have ever done, it's insane to me. It really is.
Yeah, no, it's really crazy, honestly. It's hard to even picture it in your mind that we're actually doing this. You know, we have to take a moment to recognize that, you know, what we've done is truly historic. We've chased history and we record it. But we also have to understand, you know, the job not finished, as Kobe said. But we take the time to enjoy it and celebrate the moment, and, you know, we celebrate our accomplishment. But, you know, we get back to work and we have to finish strong.
Big East tournament this week. First of all, I just mentioned it. You're from New York City. I assume you'll have extra. What is it like for you personally to be able to play in the New York City area, Madison Square Garden?
Oh, I love MSG. It's my favorite arena to play in by far. You know, I have a lot of family and friends that always come to the game. Sometimes a little crazy with tickets. I got to buy some and all that. But, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. You know, MSG, the arena is just so electric. The lighting in there is like the big dance. I think it's like our third home, I would say. You know, UConn fans in New York, they always travel. And we always have a great crowd, and we're just trying to keep our undefeated record there this year.
That's right. You guys are undefeated. So how crazy, I mean, you know, getting hit up, you know, you're focused on basketball, obviously, but tickets, friends, family. I mean, how much is your phone blowing up this week? Because everybody wants to be in the building.
Maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I just try to make everything work. You know, I try not to say no to people. You know, I mean, I try to just find a way and do what I can to get them tickets, even whether if I have to buy some or my teammate can lend me some.
I don't think I've ever asked you this. Your brother is on staff, right? Like, or he what is he still there, right? How enjoyable is it for you? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's on staff. He's the player development.
How much fun is it to? Yeah. Sorry, Hassan.
My bad.
No, go ahead.
It's amazing having him with me on this ride. You know what I mean? Last year was pretty cool. Having him winning it all with him. This year is even better. I mean, having him by my side, you know, talking to him every day, laughing with him at each and every day, him critiquing me, him like, you know what I mean, coaching me. So it's truly amazing. It's a blessing for me to be in this position with him. And I'm grateful for it each and every day.
What is the balance of him being a brother versus a coach? Because listen, you know I don't have a younger brother. I have a younger sister, but when I, you know, when I try to help, she doesn't always want to hear it. Are you open to it, or is it like, man, shut up, dude? Like, you know, like what's the balance for you with that?
I'm definitely open to it. You know, I mean, he critiques me a lot, but you know, I mean, he has the way he balances is pretty good. You know, when we're in the building, it's pretty much coach. And then when we're out of here, you know, when the day is over, you know, he's big brother. He's the best big brother you can ask for. So
awesome.
I love him to death, and I appreciate him.
Very good. Couple things will get you out of here. One, what is it like as a Husky? Now you, as you just referenced, you played in Madison Square Garden a couple times this year, but that Big East tournament, you guys got to play two games there last year, your first year at UConn. What is it like to walk out of the tunnel as a UConn Husky in Madison Square Garden at the Big East tournament?
It feels like a home game, if you ask me. You walk out of that tunnel and they're yelling. They're at the top of their lungs, like we're in Gamble. It's just so electric, and there's so much energy and buzz around it. It gives you a great feeling, and it gives you confidence, I would say. I mean, we walk in the arena like, you know, we're the number one team in the conference. We have our fans behind us, and we're ready to go.
Can you get the sense, you know, again, I grew up in Connecticut, and it is a, you know, rite of passage is like a little bit of an extreme, but, you know, fathers and sons, brothers and, you know, whatever, going on that train from Connecticut, New Haven, whatever, to New York. Can you sense how important this week is for the UConn fan base in general?
Yes, absolutely. You know what I mean? I think it's just as important to us. You know what I mean? We want to win it for them. They travel, they show their support. And that helps us, you know what I mean, when we want to win it for them even more. The UConn nation is truly amazing, and I love them to death, and they stick with us through thick and thin. So, I mean, to go to New York and win it for them, it would be amazing.
All right, so the Huskies tip off on Thursday. Again, if you will not be in New York, go to Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 103 Tollin Turnpike in Manchester. One last thing, Hassan. I did promise you I have a little bit of a surprise for you to wrap the show. And you just referenced, you know, Big East tournament. You might have to buy a couple extra tickets. You know, any bit of support helps. Well, I just want to say, I got my official headband, Hassan hoodie. I got it off of your website. Fans can get it.
Nice.
It's a little warm today to wear, so I'm not wearing it today. Not because by the way, I'm just going to say this. This is not a plug. Very comfortable and very warm. It's actually like too warm in my house to wear right now because it is so warm. This thing isn't thin. This is, you know, you're walking to New York City from Penn Station. The Huskies just won. You're going to the bar. It's cold. It's windy. But this thing is fire. Again, it says Hassan Diarra. Obviously, that's you with the headband on, even though I noticed you haven't been wearing that headband, but that's neither here nor there.
Don't worry. It's coming back.
Okay.
It's coming back. Don't worry about it.
Tell people again where they can get one of these bad boys. Again, I'm not saying it because I'm trying to, I love helping you in any way I can, but this is a good quality product. It's nice and warm. The inside is nice and comfortable and soft. Where can people get these again?
Yep, 22threads.com/HassanDiarra or Headband Haas. You can go there. They have hoodies, headbands, t-shirts, long sleeves, anything you want, basically.
Perfect. That's 22threads.com/Hassan. Headband Hassan. I should mention, by the way, I'm actually wearing my own gear, which is my Maura Hurley 24 t-shirt we print over at AaronTorresOnline.com. So you want one of these bad boys as well. Take care of Hassan first, but this is this is the official crossover football basketball tee for all UConn fans, and You know, merch game's a crazy game, Hassan. But I'm telling you, man, this sweatshirt is awesome. You got to run because, as you said, you got a loaded day, multiple film sessions, training, weight training, all that good stuff. Best of luck this week. We'll be talking next week. We'll have a bracket in our hands. I think you'll be going back to your hometown next week as well, so we'll cross our fingers for that. But, dude, man, this has been more and more fun every single time. By the way, thank you again, Shay's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, for helping us out with this 103 Talent Turnpike. And check out again, one more time. Check out the hoodie. Check out the hoodie. Hassan Diar, I'm holding it upside down now. But you get the point. There's Hassan with his headband on, 22threads.com/Hassan. That's where I got mine. You got to run, so I'm holding you up. But I appreciate you, man. We'll do this again next week. Thank you for the time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Aaron.